I'm really worried about Mom. I made some calls, but can't get through to anyone. Somebody's asleep at the wheel over there. There are things they really should be doing. Way too many cases are coming out of there.
That's the character Gwen, a hospital nurse whose mother is in a nursing home for veterans. She's played by Radia Q. Vilaire in the film What Happened at the Veterans Home. The 50-minute film by local musician Laura Wetzler was shot in 8 days here in the Commonwealth. It's been making the rounds and winning accolades at film festivals. The film follows three women, Gwen, her mother, and a certified nursing assistant, plus COVID itself as a character, as the disease hits and kills 78 people at a veterans home. It evokes painful memories of the tragedy here in the Commonwealth, where 76 veterans died at the Holyoke Soldiers Home in 2020 during the early days of the pandemic. Laura Wetzler joins us now. Laura, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what drove you to make the film, Laura?
Well, I was just in such a complete state of outrage and grief over news reports that were coming out. And as a professional musician, all of my gigs had been canceled. I typically do 50 to 100 gigs a year, and all my gigs were canceled. And as these reports were coming out, characters just started speaking to me in my head.
So art and creation is full of choices, you know. Many ways you could tell this story, healthcare workers, teachers, government. Why this one? Where did these characters come from?
Well, you know, as I said, I'm a musician, and when I'm not working in concert halls or club dates or that kind of thing, I like to go into nursing homes and sing for elders. And so I have a lot of relationships with folks who are living in institutions and bringing music into those environments. So the idea of these folks and their caretakers being stuck in these environments where they weren't being given the proper PPE, they didn't have enough staff. I was just horrified.
You know, I was thinking about that. You have a song, If I Could Sing You Well, at the beginning of the film. You did the music in the film. You're a musician, but you made a movie. And that is an interesting choice. Why tell this through film when your medium is usually music?
Well, I felt these stories, as I said, these characters just came to me, and I wrote it originally as a play. And so when I was done, I wrote it in June of 2020, right in the beginning of everything, before we had, you know, any idea of a vaccine or anything. And so I wrote it as a play. I knew we couldn't do it as a play at that point. And I contacted a cinematographer and a sound guy and put out a call for actors. The way I wrote the play was so it could be done safely, one character at a time. It's a series of monologues so that we could shoot one. I couldn't put two actors in the same room at the same time, you know. So that's the whole circumstance dictated the form.
Let's give a little more sound here. So the film is mainly told through the eyes of three people, including Gloria, a veteran of the Vietnam War at the home. Gloria's watching this all play out. Gwen, we heard from Gwen at the top. Gloria is played by Sonia Joyner. And here are Gloria and Gwen, her daughter, talking over Zoom about the lack of resources at the veterans home.
Limited supplies. Gotta take care of the patients.
First rule on the plane, Gwen. Secure your own oxygen mask first, or you can't help anyone else.
So there were a couple of things that struck me about that. One was this is the veteran is a woman. She was a nurse in the Vietnam War. This is a story of caretakers. They're all women. And of course, that is not the mental image that struck of veterans' homes when people think about who's living there, you know, and what the veteran experience is. And I want you to talk about the fact that everyone in this film, including COVID, is a woman.
Well, you know, I really wanted to turn all of those stereotypes on their heads because the fact is that women have been involved in the military, whether officially or not, for over 200 years. And the fact that African-American women have been involved for over 200 years is something that I learned through a website called National Association of Black Military Women. We just did a premier benefit for them a couple of weeks ago, and their website is filled with information about ways that African-American women have served as nurses, as cooks, in all kinds of different capacities for the American military for over 200 years. And so I just thought this was, you know, an opportunity to challenge people's ideas of what a veteran looks like.
So I do want to note for listeners, the actress who plays COVID is white, but the three main characters are all played by African American actresses. So we have Gwen, we have Gloria, we also have Mary. And I want to come to this for a minute. I'm going to play two clips for you, one from real life and then one from the movie. So first, many of our listeners are probably familiar with the story of the Holyoke Soldiers Home here, where 76 residents died in 2020. The week that story really came forward, Alex Morse, who was then the Holyoke mayor, joined us on Radio Boston to share what was happening. Up until then, two cases had been reported at the homes, no deaths. Here is Morse.
I reached out to the superintendent of the soldiers' home on Sunday after receiving an anonymous email from an employee on Saturday describing some of the challenges at the facility. It was on that call that I learned that there had been, at the time, 8 veteran deaths.
Okay, so now here is the third main character in the film, Mary, played by Judith Nelson Didé. Mary is a CNA talking about her role as whistleblower after 8 veterans had died in the film.
Yeah, it was me who called someone because this whole thing wasn't done right from the start.
I know you know what I'm going to ask you. You've said the film isn't about the Holyoke Soldiers Home, but that's a pretty direct reference to what happened here in the Commonwealth.
Well, you know, there were a lot of stories coming out of a lot of different places. And certainly I can't tell you that I wasn't influenced by things that I heard about. I live in Western Mass, and from parts of stories that I heard. But again, this is really about many. I think it's, you know, it's easy to point a finger at one place when my real point with this film is that we need to look at all of our institutions and how we take care of each other. And it's about many, many different places, not just in this country, but around the world.
How do you feel about people who will say, and I'm assuming especially people in your Western Massachusetts community will say, for me, this was about the soldiers' home. This is where it hit me. This is what this story is about for me watching it.
Well, I'm hoping that the film can honor the experiences of all of us who have gone through this COVID experience. And certainly, if it rings true and where it rings true, is very gratifying to me. I've had people assume it's a documentary partly because the actors are such terrific actors, you know, but it's very gratifying to me. If people feel like it speaks to their experience, that's a great honor for me as an artist.
So best screenplay in Paris, best feature film in Athens, best humanitarian film in Prague, honorable mention at Cannes World Film Festival. Were you expecting this level of praise? And what comes next, given being buoyed by this kind of awareness and critical acclaim?
Well, I certainly was not expecting any of this. I had no idea. I was just making this film was an imperative for me. I really had no choice. I just felt that I had to do this. And I had no idea what I would do with it when I was done. So, you know, all of this that has come in terms of the accolades for the film and getting into the, you know, the Boston International Film Festival this weekend and all of that has just been a wonderful thing. And I do hope to make another film at some point. It's all a grand surprise.
All right. Laura Wetzler is the writer and director of the film What Happened at the Veterans Home. You can catch the film, as Laura just mentioned, this weekend at the Massachusetts Independent Film Festival on Saturday or at the Boston International Film Festival on Sunday. Laura, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.